Instant messages. A different kind of charity. Of all the passengers on the crowded train, one man caught my eye. He wasn't like the other passengers who turned their backs to him. He was older, his head was bowed, and he was sitting alone. I tried to ignore the pulsing of my heart as the spirit told me to do something for him. I thought of what I might be able to give him. I didn't have any money, and he already had a jacket. I didn't have anything to give. But the spirit kept prompting me. With my heart in my throat, I sat down next to the old man, introduced myself, and we began talking. We were still talking when we pulled into the station. "This is my stop. It's a pleasure meeting you." I shook his calloused hand. It was a little cold, but it was the gentlest thing I have ever held. "It was a pleasure talking to you," he replied. My heart began to hurt as I turned to leave. I always thought of charity as giving things to those in need, but I learned how to give pure love and received much more. I realized that charity doesn't revolve around money. Charity is answering the Lord's call to help someone in need. Amanda D., California, USA.
Prom disaster averted. On the East Coast, it was common to drive down to the New Jersey shore and go to the beach at night after prom. We had the location mapped out and the cars and drivers prepared to make the trip. As the date approached, I thought it would be a good idea to run these plans by my mother. She could see I was filled with enthusiasm, but with no hesitation, she said, "I don't think it's a good idea. Can you do me a favor and pray about it?" "Pray about it?" I said. "Why would Heavenly Father care if I go to the beach after the prom?" I went upstairs and turned on some music, but I wasn't going to pray. I was going to the beach anyway, no matter what she said. But as I lay on my bed, I began to feel a little guilty. So I turned off the music and sat there for a moment, pondering the conversation I had had with my mother. I dropped to my knees on the side of my bed and began to pray. I told Heavenly Father about my prom plans, and I asked him if he approved of them. Then came a very uncomfortable stupor of thought. I felt like Heavenly Father was saying no. "Wow," I thought to myself, "I just received personal revelation through prayer." It was not exactly the answer I was looking for, but I had received an answer, so I followed it. As it turned out, there was immorality, drugs, and alcohol that night after prom. It was not where I needed to be. The most important event that night was when a 17-year-old boy received an answer to his prayers and gained more faith in his Heavenly Father's plan. EJC, Utah, USA.
My gift from the ghetto. I was wearing the embarrassing Santa Claus sweatshirt and Jingle Bell necklace my mom had picked out. My mother had served as a chair of organization that provided limited resources to homeless children. This year she talked me into volunteering at the Christmas party. When we arrived, the director of the program led us into the room where several volunteers were already helping the children decorate Christmas cookies, make ornaments for Christmas tree, and paint stars and angels on white t-shirts. After we had all sung Christmas carols, eaten the cookies, and read the Christmas story from the Bible, it was time to go. As I sadly waved goodbye from the front door, a little boy ran forward. I handed him the Jingle Bell necklace. His wide eyes filled with tears and he whispered in awe, "For me? This is the best Christmas ever." He wrapped his arms around my neck and said, "I love you." As he ran off to show his friends his new toy, an overwhelming feeling of the true meaning of Christmas filled my heart with love. Though the small gift I gave Marcus did not cost a lot, his gift of love towards me was priceless. Romans chapter 7, verse 45 says that charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. That Christmas, a 5-year-old boy allowed me to sample the greatest gift of all. Autumn M., Utah, USA. End of the section, Instant Messages, read by Lindsay Hepworth, Paul Woodward, and Kennedy Hawkins.